instead of having a policy against this and trying to remove this various terrorist content, that Twitter had just said, let 1,000 flowers bloom, we're not going to touch a thing. But, you know, it knows that all of this is happening, but it just, it does not have a policy of trying to remove. Then do you fall within the language of the statute?
I don't think so.
Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan questioning Twitter attorney Seth Waxman during oral arguments today. For the second day in a row, the Supreme Court heard a case that sits at the intersection of tech laws and U.S. anti-terrorism laws. Today's case against Twitter asks whether social media companies can be sued for allowing terrorist groups to put dangerous content on their platforms. Yesterday, a case against Google touched on whether social media companies can face liability because their algorithms promote similar extremist content. Both cases were brought by families of people killed abroad in ISIS terrorist attacks, and both have the potential to reshape the internet. They focus on a small but powerful section of the Communications Decency Act, known as Section 230, loathed by both Republicans and Democrats. Republicans say that Section 230 allows tech companies to muzzle conservative opinions. Democrats say it lets fascists and terrorists spread their extremist speech and helps radicalize people sympathetic to those views. We're going to talk about this now with Tim Wu, professor of law, science, and technology at Columbia Law School. And he argues that repealing Section 230 won't do what either party wants. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
All right, so broadly speaking, oh, it's great to have you back. Broadly speaking, this section shields sites like YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, from facing legal liability for the content their users publish. But let's say I posted something that urged people to do something really violent, like shoot up a school, and then someone did that. Why shouldn't Twitter or any of these tech companies be held responsible? Because isn't that the equivalent of handing me a loaded gun?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I think people have generally started to wonder as these companies have moved on from being little startups that people seem to like to becoming some of the world's most valuable companies, whether they should have some more accountability for the stuff that's on their platforms. You know, the case that you just described, someone urges someone to do something, sort of metaphor analogy, I guess, that the platforms would bring up is something like the telephone system. Obviously, people plan crimes all the time over the telephone system, and we've sort of never said the telephone should be liable, or, you know, people use baseball bats to break in windows and stuff. But obviously, it's a little more complicated than that. But, you know, that's sort of the beginning of the discussion. Mm-hmm. As it stands, they're not liable, although they could be. There's an exception for criminal law, which I'll just mention quickly.
Right. Okay, but I guess the pushback on that is that, okay, it's not a baseball bat company, but it's a communications company. And so that traditional publishers do have face this kind of liability, but these internet companies are not facing the same kinds of liability. Why not?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so, you know, For example, the radio, which we're on now, mm-hmm. the radio station bears liability if I were to defame someone. I'm not planning on doing that.
Thank you.
And newspapers have the same situation, so do television stations and networks. So there's been an argument, I think this has gathered a lot of steam, suggesting, you know, it's not really fair why all these other businesses have to sort of make sure that the people that they host don't break the law. Why shouldn't the big tech platforms have to do the same thing? The tech platforms, for their part, say, well, you know, have you noticed there's a billion searches a day? There's, you know, millions, billions of videos uploaded every minute. And if we're strictly liable for all of them, that just creates an insane situation where the internet, as you know it, doesn't really work. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back in time, because the original intent way back in 1996, and this is in part of the Communications Decency Act, was to shield people from accessing offensive and indecent content.